It's 73 degrees and mostly cloudy in Nashville. Just a 20% chance of afternoon rain. Still plenty of sun, heat and humidity with that high around 90 degrees and the heat index flirting with 100. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. There's an adage that you should never turn down a chance to be on TV. But U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has done just that. Blackburn is the frontrunner in the Republican primary to become Tennessee's next governor. The current governor, Bill Lee, is term limited. Blackburn turned down an invitation from News Channel 5 to debate her two GOP rivals, Congressman John Rose and State Representative Monty Fritz. After Blackburn declined to take part, Rose pulled out as well, prompting the station to cancel the event altogether. Experts say Blackburn's strategy suggests she wants to hold on to her lead and thinks debating would be high risk, low reward. Election day for the primary is August 6th. Early voting starts this Friday. Elon Musk's XAI facility in Memphis is causing one type of air pollution at a level higher than the largest coal plant in Tennessee. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that's because of how the facility is being powered.
XAI has about 60 mini gas turbines powering its Memphis facility just across the state line in Mississippi. That's estimated to cause more nitrogen oxide pollution than TVA's largest coal plant. The NAACP and the Southern Environmental Law Center sued the company for running turbines without permits or pollution controls. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is intervening in the case. EPA's top official Lee Zeldin told WPLN Tuesday that Mississippi handles pollution permits in the state and
EPA isn't the permitting authority for these projects in Tennessee.
But this case is only in Mississippi, so that's not relevant and that's not right according to an EPA rule. The agency says even mobile gas turbines still need permits. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
In Centennial Park, you'll soon be able to cool off with a soft-serve ice cream, eat a pimento cheese sandwich, or sip a coffee as you gaze upon the Parthenon. Croquet Cafe is opening this summer, becoming the park's first permanent on-site restaurant. The cafe's menu will be inspired by Southern picnic traditions and developed by the restaurateurs of Nashville's Grilled Cheesery. The cafe will be housed in the historic 1963 Croquet Clubhouse on the northwestern side of the park. It's all part of an ongoing effort to upgrade Centennial Park that started over a decade ago. And proceeds from the cafe will go towards Centennial Park's revitalization efforts. The restaurant's scheduled to open in late August. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.